And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And opening up today at Art Space, the Shreveport Regional Art Council presents Still Photography, a retrospective exhibit of 40 years of personal photographic art by Neil Johnson. And joining me now in our Knoll Foundation studio is Neil Johnson, and he's going to share with us some insights about this exhibit and about the art of photography.
Howdy do, and yes, I do use Spotlight.
Lights. Well, that's photography. It's capturing light patterns. In your bio, you say you're essentially self-taught. Now, self-teaching back in the day of print photography was a little bit different than today in the digital world. What was it like back then, finding whether you had actually captured what you thought you had captured on film?
Well, I started out in a color photo lab, so I got to process my own film there. But when I left that and became a freelance photographer, I did shoot a lot of black and white, and it was fun to immediately go back to my home studio darkroom and immediately throw the chemicals together and wind the film up around reels and put the reels in and pour the chemistry in and pull them out and hold them up to the light. That was exciting. But the big difference with digital is it's all immediate and it's all about time. With the old film, it was about time. You had to have a lot more time to do the photography, to process the photography, to find out if what you shot came out right. And now you can either look at the back of the camera or I do a lot of shooting to my laptop and see immediately that you got it, and if you got it, you can move on to something else, and it's hard to do that back then.
You state that most of the images that are in this, actually all of the images that are in this exhibit are not the ones you did for commercial work, but these are ones you just did for the sheer joy of photography.
That's exactly right. I think from day one, I just said, I love this medium, and I finished my, what I call my grad school, was working as a technician in a photo lab, and I got out and I quickly decided there's two basic paths. One is sort of portraits and weddings, and the other is commercial, which is a lot less photographers go the commercial route. But I said, I choose commercial, and that was the route that I took and stayed on for a good almost 40 years.
Now, in this exhibit, these are the pictures that, as you're just wandering around and you see something and you're like, oh, look at that.
Well, I got to tell you, it starts with being a curious person.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons I became a photographer or a journalist to begin with. My degree was in journalism. I'm a curious person. I like to get out there and find out things. If something catches my interest, I want to find out how it began, what's behind it, what is it, who's doing it, how are they doing it. I guess back to what is this show all about is the personal work, where if something catches my eye, I will follow it. That's how I respond to the world, is with a camera. And yes, it's personal, something that my muse whispers in my ear and said, that's cool, take a picture of that. You need to capture that image. I've learned over time to listen to my muse and say, yes, ma'am. And Bill, I got to tell you, I've been doing that for so long, but I don't do hardly any art exhibits. I've done a few small ones before, but this is a big one. And I wanted to take all these images that had been collecting in my library and my files and say, these are kind of gathering dust.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get them out there. The ones that are my favorites, a single image that stays with me decade after decade in some cases. And I said, I've got to do something with this. And Shreveport Regional Arts Council has allowed me to put up this big exhibit. I'm excited about it.
Now, part of that came out of this this photo of the month thing that you started doing, which you were emailing out to friends and stuff, photos that you had done over the years that particularly, I guess, struck you and you thought, you know, I need to share these with folks. And so tell us about how that all evolved and came into this.
It's very similar to what I just explained. They were gathering dust, and I said, how can I get these pictures out there and share them, basically just share them. They excite me, maybe they'll excite somebody else. And then the internet came along.
Yeah.
And I went, ooh, I don't have to print these things and put them up on a wall somewhere. I can just email them.
Mm-hmm.
Magic. Shoots the pictures through a tube to somebody else, or maybe to 10 people, or maybe to 50 people, and kept doing it. And halfway through this, gosh, decades-old project, people asked about the origins of these images, and I started writing about the origins and said, okay, now it's not just an image, it's the image plus the image's origin story.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the photo of the month became. And I love to write. This exhibit, by the way, is two parts. The main part is just my favorite pieces of art that I've collected over the decades. But there's a small gallery next to the main gallery upstairs at Art Space on Texas Street that is, I call, remembering the photo of the month. So you have, in just that small gallery, we'll have 15 pictures and a nice, comfortable chair where you can sit down and pick those stories up, look at the picture on the wall, and read the story that I sent out to people over the years. So the main exhibit is just the art, but the small exhibit is a photo of the month tribute or remembrance, whatever you want to call that.
What would you say are some of your most memorable images that, as you just wandered around, these are products of serendipity. They just, boom.
Two good examples. One, my wife gave me a ginkgo tree to plant at my studio, and I was waiting for some people to do a portrait of, not a regular portrait. Actually, this was a personal project of some friends, and they were late, and so it was autumn, and this ginkgo tree was in full buttery yellow bloom, if you will. It's not mm-hmm. blooming, but the leaves are just extraordinary, brilliant yellow. And I said, okay, I've got a little time. I'm going to get one of those leaves, take it into the studio, and I did this, and then clamped it on something and lit it with some nice, simple light and created an image of a single ginkgo leaf that is absolutely extraordinary. The leaf and the tree are extraordinary, and I just said, I've got to celebrate that. And so I just put a simple leaf out there and made a nice, nice big print of it that's in the exhibit. And the opposite of that, that's called making a photograph.
Right.
Taking a photograph is where an image appears before you and just says, take me.
Mm-hmm.
An example of that was earlier this very year. I was in North Caddo Parish, and as I left an event way up north in the old cotton fields that were fallow, I guess is the right word,
mm-hmm.
empty fields, and it was raining, and I drove down the highway. And I stopped and went, oh my gosh, that old house that somebody mm-hmm. used to live in, and a tree without leaves was leaning nearby, and it had a dirt road passing by it right beside the main highway. And I said, that's beautiful. And it's stark. There was no color involved. It was raining. I grabbed my umbrella, pulled my camera out, and walked through the mud down to a nice place and captured the house, the tree, and the road, and behind all of those things is this empty field and kind of stormy skies. And mm-hmm. and because there's no color, obviously I turn everything I take is in color, but I turned it into black and white in the computer and made it a beautiful sort of tribute to Walker Evans from the Great Depression era.
Mm.
But it has that feel to it, beginning and end. And I could not help but think of Walker Evans throughout that whole experience of seeing it, capturing it, putting it in the computer, and then making a print for the exhibit. And then I found out the name of a woman that used to live in that old house was named Ida Bell. So I call it Passing Ida Bells. Two kinds of pictures, the taking and the making.
Yeah, there's kind of a stark beauty, a desolate loneliness, and yet mm-hmm. at the same time, almost a peaceful solitude.
Yeah, you know, I like that. It's a combination of solitude and some sadness, but still a beauty, a stark beauty to it. And I love that picture, and that's very recently taken, just a few months
really?
Ago.
Okay.
Back in, I guess, the spring of this year. But when I saw it, I said, there's a photograph,
mm-hmm.
and it called out to me. I didn't make it. It called out to me and said, take me.
Yeah.
And I responded, and that's what I think, you should do. If something calls out to you, respond, and you'll be surprised at what can come out of that.
Absolutely. Now, for listeners, these images can be seen on the web post here, so you don't have to just rely upon
on the
us.
Red River Radio.
Yeah, on our post, right. For this.
Yeah, please.
This is a particular one that you had sent me that really struck me, and this beautiful young woman, I can't quite tell, is that garlands in her hair?
Well, I'll tell you the story behind that. I love that. That one's in the photo of the month because it has the story behind it I just love. I shoot every summer for Shreveport Opera, and I love the challenge of taking an opera, an upcoming opera, and creating a single image that the Shreveport Opera can use to promote that opera. Mm-hmm. That image, the challenge was to illustrate the Puccini opera Turandot. And it comes from a Persian story about a princess, kind of an icy princess, who was so beautiful that she had suitors right and left like that. But I love the story. And so the Puccini took that story and set it in China. So we said, all right, we need a single photograph. And I said, that is an interesting woman. So let's use ice. And in the concept, in the discussion of what to do with this image of Turandot, we'll use a woman and we'll use ice in the picture. And right there in the office of Steve Aiken, I said, let me take a block of ice and blend a photograph of ice with a portrait of a beautiful woman. Well, we both knew of a beautiful woman locally at the time named Samira Mazrum, and she was extraordinarily beautiful and agreed to model for us. And she was amazing, and the Shreveport Opera team made her up and put her in a wonderful wintry outfit and put this wintry hair stuff in her hair and hair piece, I guess you could call it. And the makeup was all very wintry, and Samira was fantastic looking into the camera and then blended with a photograph of a block of ice. And so go to the website and you'll see that image, which is actually one of my favorite images from my career. It just turned out that way and just worked. The whole story of creating the photograph worked so well, and it was so perfectly worked that it was just rare. And that doesn't happen every day, where the idea comes into our head. We say, yes, that's a great idea. Let's all put it together. And it did take a small team of people to do it. But the image, putting it in the block of ice in the computer and the image of Samira, and then blending them together, worked just absolutely perfectly. And I'm very proud of that picture. And thanks, Samira, and thank the folks at Shreveport Opera for helping with that.
Well, I'm glad you didn't put her in the freezer to get that.
I wish I'd had steam coming out of her mouth. That would have been fun.
Yeah. That would have been cool. Now, this one, is an abstract.
Yes, and very abstract.
I mean, it almost looks like corroded paint, but I can't really tell what it is.
It is exactly that. It's in an abandoned car garage right across the street from the art station, right across the street inside that garage. And on the side of the wall, there was a bunch of what looked like paint, either tests or peeling paint. Mm-hmm. I can't even remember, but different colors, but randomly painted on the side of the wall in an odd way. And my job is, if I see something that strikes my eye, I get a camera out and put a frame around it. Now, here's what makes the story interesting, is below the paint on that wall was the bed, and if you want to call it a home, of a homeless person who had all these things strewn about the concrete floor of this garage right underneath the painting on this wall. So I photographed it and put a frame around what I liked about the paint and the colors on the wall, made a large print of it, and hung it over the bed of my wife and I to remind us that there, but for the grace of God, go I. Mm-hmm. There, it was above the bed of a homeless person. And we hung that picture as a work of art above our bed to remind us, you know, be thankful for what you have.
And right.
I don't know. I kind of get emotional thinking about that.
Yeah, I can understand that given the context of where you found it.
But you don't know it looking at the picture. You don't realize that below that, where that picture was taken, was the bed of a homeless person.
Mm.
Anyway, and that was a lot of personal stuff in that picture.
That was
personal.
Their gallery. If you find aesthetics, you can find aesthetics anywhere.
There
if,
you
if
go.
You look
and,
for it.
And I say, if that comment you just made was interesting, because one of the quotes I like is that if you're not looking for absolute beauty, the whole world can be photogenic.
Oh, well.
And that's a great example of it.
Exactly.
If you're not looking for a typical sunset or a sailboat on a sunset in the lake, you can find it in the paint strips inside of an abandoned parking garage.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So for aspiring photographers, this is a new age. They can do it digitally. Mm-hmm. What advice would you offer them to help them find what it is they're trying to achieve?
That's a good question. I like to give the advice that go out and take pictures of what your own muse tells you to take pictures of friends, of nature. Start with a sunset, but go farther than that. Everybody wants to start with a sunset, and yeah, sunsets are great, but I always say enjoy the sunset. It's impossible to capture truly mm-hmm. the beauty of it. But take pictures more and more and more, and then question those pictures. Why did you take the picture? Question yourself. Why did you take the picture? What can I do to make it better? What if I had taken it at a different angle? What if I had taken it closer or farther away? And one of the rules of photography is generally the closer you get, the better the picture is going to be. And I think the reason for that is that it eliminates distractions that are not part of what interested you in what you're looking at. So take pictures and practice getting closer and closer. But take pictures and question them.
Any final thoughts you'd like to share about?
My whole life, I feel, has been a love story between me and the medium of photography. Come help me celebrate that love of photography. It's not so much about my personal stuff as just the medium of photography, which just to me is just astonishing. It never ceases to astonish me, and I'm always learning from it. I'm not finished learning. I have a long way to go, so I keep doing it.
Hats off to Matthew Brady and those who were the forerunners.
Oh, many, many, many.
So many images from back then that still inspire
me. Yeah, look
me.
At other pictures, the pictures of others, and be inspired by that. That's a good way to do it.
Absolutely. Neil, thanks so much for
joining
me.
You are welcome.
Me.
Thank you.
That was photographer and artist Neil Johnson, who joined me in our Knoll Foundation studio to discuss Still Photography, a retrospective exhibit of 40 years of personal photographic art by Neil Johnson. The exhibit opens up today at the Shreveport Regional Art Council's art space in downtown Shreveport and is free and open to the public. There will be a reception today and cool nibbles and cash bar upstairs at Art Space. Art Space is located at 708 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport next to Parish Taco. The exhibit will remain open until September 28th, and there will be a free artist talk presented by Neil Johnson on September 12th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. You can learn more about Neil's artistry at his website, njphotos.com. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.